Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brochas Daf Tzadik, Perek Chi in the middle of Alocha Beis. We're starting Daf Pei Tes Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Roy is a chomim bet kufoso. Person sees when the sun comes back to the beginning of its cycle, which is once every 28 years. The salivana bet kufoso, the levana will go back to the place where it was when it was first put in Shemaim. And today we don't know when that is. We don't have this Brocha. Vesarekio b'tehara, person sees a clear sky. I think we're going to explain in a second what that means. Oymer boruch oyse bereishis. As a bracha, Hashem is creating bereishis, bringing back the world to the beginning. Omer avchuno hadod etemer b'murisak shon bilvad. It's only during the rain season, when it's very cloudy, suddenly you have a clear sky. La'acha shloish shayomim, Mor says, after 3 days, 3 days of clear sky, in the middle of the winter, hadod dechtiv, that's the pasuk says they didn't see any light, and then suddenly viruach over to the Aram, suddenly there was a clear sky. You have a special bracha for that. Someone says chidush levana, which is once a month. That's the bracha that we say. Adeichon, until when can one say this bracha? Says the Gemara that tzadik amud alef. Rav Yaakov ba'acho b'shem beisi ad shetiroe kechotzi hamato. Until the bottom half of the moon is filled, meaning you see half a circle. And that is when you get to the seventh day of the Chodesh. Until it fills a full circle, which means the middle of the month. They said till the 14th day. That makes sense, that the last two sheetahs go together. How long does it take for the moon to be full, to be a full circle again? It takes 14 days approximately. It means 14 days you have time to say the bracha of Birkas HaLevana. Not only do we have a bracha in Kiddush Levana, but we have a bracha in Tefillah, so we say a bracha for the fact that we have Kiddush HaChodesh, that's what we say in Musaf. So what's the bracha? Mechadish Yisrael, Mechadish Chadoshim. Mechadish Yisrael, and he is Mechadish the Chadoshim, makes new months. Mechir Ba'ashi Oma, Mechadish Yisrael, Ve'Roshi Chadoshim. He makes Dush of Yisrael, and Ve'Roshi Chadoshim, and he puts them two together. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadish both. Shmuel Omer Tzech Lomar Ve'Asiyenu. The same way, by Moed and Yom Tev, we say Ve'Asiyenu, Rosh Chodesh also warrants Ve'Asiyenu. Rav Omer Tzech Laskir Bozman. You have to mention the Zman, like we say in the Tefillah Seregalim. Referring to over here, that we in this pasuk referring to Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tev, so we're copying Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tev. The same, so with Yom Tev, you have to mention also Rosh Chodesh, you have to mention the same things like Yom Tev. However, ben akvaros ba'oimer, someone goes in a cemetery, what does he say? Baruch atah Hashem mechaye ha'meisim. Baruch is mechaye ha'meisim, that he will be mechaye ha'meisim, and more accurately, it's in the process of tchiyas ha'meisim every single moment. He keeps his word and does tchias ha'meisim. Hashem knows the number of all the meisim. He will awaken you. He's going to remove the sand from your eyes. That's the full bracha. Hashem created the Adam b'din. Then he gives parnasa to each one the way they need. Based on Midas Adin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the neshamas and made person die. And also Midas Adin, he will bring Tchias HaMeisim eventually. That's what we said before. He knows your number and he will remove the sand from your eyes. Says the Gemara, Do the Tamer in Mosi Yisrael. That's only when you see cemeteries of Am Yisrael. You see Goyim, Oimer, Busha Yimchem, Me'oid, Chofri Haladachem. We say a pasuk which is derogatory. Haroi a keshet be'anon bor omoymer boruch atah Hashem zoich habris. He sees a rainbow. He sees a keshbuk zoich habris. Remembers the bris that he did with Noach, not to bring a marble. Rebchei b'shabirichadon nemar mebris soiv zoich habris. He keeps his covenant, his bris, and he remembers the bris. Rebchizkav shabir b'kol yom shabshir bayachai loy niriso a keshet be'anon. Shir bayachai was such a tzaddik. There was no keshet. There was no rainbow. Meaning there was no risk of having a marble. Rav Chizkiyo b'shem Rav Yirmiyo. Chizkiyo said name Rav Yirmiyo. Another thing, another Milo Shir Baruch Hai. Ken Aver Shir Baruch Hai. This is what Shir Baruch Hai used to say. Biko Ismali Dinor Izov. He went to a valley and said, please fill up with golden coins. Fill the golden coins. Reb Chaim brings it with the Gemara Bavli. He says that Reb Shimon bar Yochai saw his Talmidim that they had interest in making money and becoming rich. He says, you want to become rich? Come, I'm going to make you money very easily. Go take it, and you're going to lose your Olam Haba. You're going to lose your Chelek and being part of my Beis Medrash. So it's your choice if you want to go there. Another thing Reb Shimon said, I real Ben Olam Haba, there's only a few of them. In there's 30 of them. Ana abri minon. So me and my son are part of them. In training, if there's two, ano abri inon. Me and my son are the two that are bnei olam haba. Reb Chizkiya b'shem Avraham rakach Reb Shimon ben Yochai ha'imer. Reb Shimon said the following: Yikrov Avraham min gabei ve'ad gabei. Avraham will take care of the world from his time until my time. You will rectify all the sins of the world to me. Ve'ana mikrov min gabei ve'atzov kol dorin. I'll take care for me to the rest of the world. Ve'in loy. If that's not good enough, Yitzhak Achia Shiloi Ne'im Yachia Shiloi will join us, V'anim Mikrov Kolama, and together we will rectify and take care of the entire world. Obviously, these agathas are very deep, and there's a lot of meaning to it. What is Reb Shimon bar Yochai saying? That he is one of the two tzaddikim in the door, things that need to be understood beyond the scope of this shir. So the Malak Shem Abso Yostoivos, we have a bracha for rain and for good psoiris. V'chimaru Lismer Abso Yostoivos Lakshayim, why we put these two things, why we join these two things together? Says the Gemara, "Birachio b'shem Ablevi al shem ma'im korim al nefesh ayefo, cold water on a tired soul. Shmua toivo me'eretz b'chak, a good shmua from a far away place." I mean, the pasuk compares water to a good rumor, to a good shmua. The kamak shom yeridu v'yeodom tzoch levarach. How much rain needs to come down for a person to be required to say a bracha? Birachio b'shem Abiyichanon b'tchilo k'day reveal. If it's the first rain, you need a full reveal. The Gemara Amud Beis will tell us how much is a reveal. Ubasayif kedei sheyutchul panel. Meaning as long as the ground gets washed, the top of the ground gets washed, that's good enough to say the bracha. Rabbi Yani ben Shmua b'shem b'shimin melokish betchila kedei reveal. As we said before. Ulebasov kedei shetishre hamegufo. And that the megufo, the cover of a barrel, will be soaked in water like a sponge. Says the Gemara v'yesh megufo nishres. Megufo is hard. It doesn't soak water. Says the Tzadik Amud Beis, Elorim Oiso Ki'ilu Yishuel. There should be enough water that could fill up and soak and be absorbed by a top of a barrel if it would be soft. The bracha in the beginning is K'dei Revi'o, as the other Mandomer said. But then, even a little bit of rain is good enough. So Gemara, B'yoyisi B'shem Rebzeiro, Lafsik tainis nemro. We are saying this is only once there is a tainis. Meaning, we learn Maseches tainis when there's no rain. So then Am Yisrael are going to do a tainis. Once the tainis stopped, meaning rain came down, so then you come and you say the special bracha in order, because to thank Hashem for the fact that He brought rain in a time when there was no rain. Chizkiyo, Rav Nochum, Rav Ado, Rav Avimi, Avu Yasa. They were sitting down. Amar Rav Nachum, Rav Ado, Rav Avimi. Doesn't make sense that this is a bracha, regardless if it was a tainis or not. Just the fact that came rain is a good time to say a bracha. Yes, I agree with you. It's really good enough for that. Isn't this bracha only once you have a tainis and you stop it, but not for just ordinary years when you don't have a tainis? He said, yes, I agree with you. But you said to the other one, I mean, are you saying that we say the bracha only when it stops at tainis, or even when it doesn't stop at tainis? Hachid Amar Lei B'shitas Rebbe. So the answer is, he's staying in the way his Rebbe said. Meaning Rav Nachum, his Rebbe held, do you say the bracha? So that's why he asked me, do you say the bracha even if there's no tainis? I said, yes, that's what his Rebbe holds. But I don't hold that way. Amar Rav Manu Lev Chizko Mani Rebbe. Who's the Rebbe? Amar Rav Zeiro. Rav Zeir is the Rebbe. Omer Leiv, I don't know, we said, Rav Yisrael Shav Zeir, Lav Sik Tainis Nemro. We say clearly the name of Zeir, not like that, that you don't say a bracha unless there was a Tainis. Rav Yudu Bar Yechezkel Omer, Abba Mevorech, they read this, when my father used to say a bracha for rain, is kadal, v'is kadash, v'is barach, v'is shumam, all praises to Hashem. Shimcho malkeinu, your name our king, al kol tipo v'tipo sh'at moirilonu, for every drop of water that you give us. Sh'at mamniyim zumizu, you separate them from each other, because if they come together too strongly, they will destroy the world. And the Gemara brings the pasuk, ki goro nitfei mayim kemoad oimer v'nigur merkecho. He makes sure to dilute them in a sense, that they should not be too much. Omay v'yudu v'lo yoid, el shemuridom b'mido. Sh'ne'emar u'mayim tiken b'mido. He brings them in the right measurement, whatever the land needs. Reizib ha'yakov, solak mevakur le'avyudo megdalayo. Reizib ha'yakov went to visit Avyudin. Adav ha'taman, when he was there, nochas mitro, came rain. V'shamakol, he heard him saying the bracha. On my elef, alofim, beribir, revovan, thousands and thousands, anu chayavim lo idoyis leshim chalakin. We have to thank you, Hashem, for everything you do for us. Akol tipo v'tipo shad mo yidlon, for every drop you give us. Shad goymel toivo l'chayavim. You do good and good things for people that owe you much more. Omer le'ado minolach. How do you know this, bracha? Omer le'achad aver av simen revorech le'yidu sekshom. That's what simen used to bench. Says the more now, v'kam akshom yeridu v'yebim kidei revio. We said earlier, so the first rain needs to be at least the amount of reveal in order to say the bracha. What is a reveal? Says the Gemara, "Meloi kli machzik shloisha tfachim divrei meir." A bucket that can fill up three tfachim. Vidoi meir betchilo tefach ubashniya shtei tfachim ubashlishi shloisha tfachim. Meaning the first one, the amount of rain that needs to go into the ground needs to be that the rain will penetrate the ground one tefach. The second one, where the ground is already softer and there's more and moisture, you can put two tfachim. And the third one has to be three tfachim. It means how much rain is a simcha, it depends on what level of water do you have, how much the water needs to penetrate the ground. Says the Gemara, Tanim Shim Belo Zoimer, En Lecha Tefach Yoyuin Lamalo, Sheina Oritz Ma'ala, Kenegdoi Shnei Tfachim. Every tefach that comes from Shemaim, there's two tfachim of water that jump up from the ground. My time, what's the source? Tehoim el tehoim kore lekol tzerecho. The tehoim, which is the inner places of the ground, the inner water of the ground, screams out when the tzinoiris, when the rain comes from above. Pumav levi amayim el yoinim zechorim. The top water comes from shemayim, they're considered to be male. Vatachtoinim the kevus, and the bottom one is considered to be female. Matam, what is the source that we look at it that way? It says in the pasuk, tiftach eretz. The eretz will open up for the rain. What is it? Kenekeva hazoi is like a female, she poitachas v'yazocha, that opens in front of a male. The Gemara goes on in the pasuk, it says, ve'yifru yesha zepir v'rivyo, that when the water comes to the world, is like a pir v'rivyo, like tam v'zivug, that brings life to the world. V'tzdokat atzmiach yachad, that's all the same pasuk. So you read this like shavim, that brings tzdokat to the world. Ani Hashem berativ, lekach beratio, letikunoi ulishuv v'shaloylom, Shmuchu brought the rain in order to sustain the world. And the Gemara concludes over here in that Tzayikah from Dal on top. Ravacha Tani lo b'shem Shim Gamliel. V'lam nikra shmo reveal. Why is it called reveal? Shehi ruiva ases ha'oretz. Loshon reveal. Loshon be'ilo. That brings life to the world like a regular process of be'ilo. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Brachos Daf Tzadik.